Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with a special Contenders for the Kentucky Derby. Now, I am starting right now by asking for you to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. And then I would like to let you guys know that I don't know anything about horse racing. I am here for fun and for nothing else, but I am going to steer the ship. So, Ben, let's talk a little Kentucky Derby.
It's a great, great day. We've had a Kentucky Derby pretty recently. This is like the Masters. It feels like it just happened because it happened in September. Now we're back in May. Order has been restored. So this is a welcome sight for me who loves horse racing. And I am glad and very excited to drag you with me on this video. We're going to have some fun. And I do want to say, you're the majority here, not me. Most people who want to bet on the Kentucky Derby, they've rarely, if ever, bet on horses before. And they have no clue what to do. And that's why we're here to help. We also, if you go to the homepage of AwesomeO.com, you're going to see some TVG ads, up to $300 in a free bet. You should go check that out. If you're going to do it, you might as well get that free money. So go and click that. Definitely worth it. But where do you want to start? Do you want to give your gut feel, or do you want me to dive in to the possibly hard-hitting analysis with these horses?
Let's do this. Let's have you start it off with an actual bet, something that people should listen to, and then I'll fly in with the direction that I'm looking to head for this year's Kentucky Derby.
Okay, so I'm going to get mine right out of the way, and then we'll get to you. So there's a couple different factors here that I just want to point out for horse racing. This is a 20-horse field. That's very atypical. That's gigantic. There's going to be a lot of traffic, and there's a lot of horses that realistically have no chance. But the potential payouts are massive. If you can find a permutation, if you're betting something like an exacta, which is first and second, or a trifecta, which is first, second, and third, you could potentially have a life-changing payout for even a couple dollars. So that is something to keep in mind. I'm going to throw a couple horses out there that I think you could use in these, and then I will get to who I think is going to win. The first one, I'm going straight for a bomb. I'm not saying this horse is going to win the race. In fact, I don't think this horse is going to win the race, but there is a horse named King Fury. He's sitting on the morning line around 20-1. That could go up as the odds change. The thing I like about this horse is he's a dead closer. He comes from the way back. So when the race starts and he's out of the picture, don't freak out just yet. He'll be all right. He comes from the way back. And that's why I kind of like him. He's going to be closing late. So I think there's a very real chance that he can get in the mix and grab a piece. What do I mean by grab a piece? I think he could hit the board first, second, or third. So that's the type of horse, if you want to bet to show, which means that all he needs to do is come in first, second, or third, you're still going to get a very nice payout. And this is a horse coming in with a very good race in the Lexington Stakes, 103 buyer figure, which is very impressive. I don't think he can beat the top end of this field, but I'm going to get things started with King Fury as a potential play in exotics and in something like to show to get your cards started.
Well, we're off to a good start. I don't know anything about King Fury, so no. I appreciate getting that sort of information. Not a part of the direction I'm going. So for those of you that are looking to tail a pick with no knowledge whatsoever, I think that this is what you should be doing. I am going to Soup and Sandwich. And it's not just because I saw the name Soup and Sandwich as a horse name and thought that's who I would like to bet on. No. This isn't like a total random long shot type thing. Soup and Sandwich finished runner up in the Florida Derby just behind Known Agenda. That is all that I know about Soup and Sandwich, because that's the only information that I see in the paragraph that I'm reading right now. But he was leading for a bit, tired a little bit down the road. So it's possible that I'm going to be very happy for a large stretch of this race, ultimately punched in the gut at the end when Soup and Sandwich fades a little bit. So I'm trying to look at Soup and Sandwich paired up with maybe a couple of the other favorites, hoping that Soup and Sandwich can hold on. What should I do if I want to bet on Soup and Sandwich, but not necessarily just go for a straight winner?
So yeah, that's the thing. And that's kind of what I think I'm doing with King Fury. And I'm going to get to my winner in a second. But if you want to put Soup and Sandwich, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to look to what I would say, you know, the best way to do it is exactas. So that means first and second. And you've got Soup and Sandwich. And if you want to box it, which means you're going to pay a little more, but you get any permutation. So Soup and Sandwich can win the race or he can come in second. And then you're going to have to find the other horse. Now, it seems to me that you want to go with some of the favorites on the board. Is that how you're going to do this?
I think that makes a little bit more sense. Soup and Sandwich a little bit further down the list. So to me, this is like the contrarian DFS style play paired with a little bit of chalk.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Am I going the right direction?
Okay.
That makes perfect sense. And okay. The only thing to keep in mind, there are two ways. The traditional way in horse racing is parimutuel, which means the payouts change. And if Soup and Sandwich won the race, the payout would be astronomical because he's a long shot. But they also have basically static odds where you're going to lock in your price. You're going to know it right off the top. And it's just like any other bet, you know, just betting a golf outright. Oh, my guy's 30-1. No matter what happens, you're locked at 30-1. You can do that for the Kentucky Derby. They do have that available at some books. And that, I think, is one direction people can choose.
Now, you mentioned doing it as a box. I'm not used to having a box for my Soup and Sandwich. I normally eat that entire thing in one sitting. It's never coming out with me. So that will be a little bit different. But that's my best chance of making a Soup and Sandwich joke. I think now we should get on to real, actual picks here.
Are you? Well, we will in one second. I do want to ask, are you a big Soup and Sandwich guy?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, obviously the traditional grilled cheese tomato soup, unrivaled combo as far as I'm concerned. But Soup and Sandwich to me is like the perfect lunch.
Yeah, it's good. I like a good like clam chowder and a cheese steak. I don't know if that's probably aggressive. I'm not going to lie.
Classic combination.
Yeah, you know,
cheese steak, clam chowder combo. Yeah, I haven't seen that a lot on any restaurants ever, but I would get that. Like, to me, that would appeal to me.
It's very appealing, let me tell you. All right, here we go. So we're going right off the top. First thing I want to get out of the way. Essential Quality is the unbeaten favorite. He sits around 2-1. He's 2-1 for a reason. He's the favorite for a reason. I think he can be beat, and that's what I'm going to try to do here. The horse that I have seen run against him already in the Bluegrass Stakes is highly motivated. He lost by a nose. He drew the 17 pole, which is not great. But this is a horse that has hit the board in all five of his starts. And like I said, he was nose behind Essential Quality, who was the favorite. He ran a 108 speed figure. That's fantastic. If it was any other horse, he's winning that race and his odds are plummeting. I think that Highly Motivated is going to get revenge here. I like the little added distance. This is a slightly longer race for a lot of these horses. I think it's going to work in his favor. So I'm doing what you're doing. I have my horse that I think is going to win. And now I'm going to pair up a couple horses in an exacta with him. I'm going to put in Known Agenda, who's the horse that beats Soup and Sandwich. And I'm going to put in Rock Your World, who's the unbeaten horse out of California. Was running on the turf, ran at the dirt at Santa Anita in Santa Anita Derby and looked great. He's one of the favorites as well. Gerald Rosario aboard at 5-1. I have three horses there. I'm going to box them all. So I have any combination of those three. If they can get in the top two, I will hit my exacta. So I've got Rock Your World, I've got Highly Motivated, and I've got Known Agenda. Those are three horses that I feel very confident all have a shot to win and certainly have a shot to get in the mix. I grab any two. It's a very successful Kentucky Derby for me.
I am obviously going to tail some of the bets that you have just mentioned because, again, I have no tie to horse racing. I know this is something that even just outside of the Kentucky Derby, horse racing plays a very large role in your life. I cannot say the same other than sneaking into the OTB when I was like 18, just throwing money down, trying to do whatever I could because we were degenerates at 18 and there was nowhere else to go. Good times back in the day. Good times.
Always.
I won nothing in those times, by the way.
Yeah, I love horse racing. I have horses above me. You can't really see them, but they hang on the wall behind me. It's a great thing. And like I said, the last thing I'll say for people, it may be unfamiliar, but the beauty of horse racing is you only have to put down a couple bucks. It's not like sports betting where realistically to make a big score, you either have to parlay like 10 teams, do something crazy, or you need to probably bet a lot of money. And that's very difficult, of course, for a lot of people. With horse racing, you throw down a couple bucks in an exacta or a trifecta. If you ever strike gold, you could be talking about a 1,000-to-1 payout, something crazy, depending on the horses, of course. So that is where I think we're going. I like the spread we've got. We've got, you got the long shot. I've got King Fury maybe to get in the mix. And then I've got an exacta box with three of the favorites outside of Essential Quality, who I am shorting here. If we can hit it, it will be a success, and I will force you to do a Preakness Stakes Contenders video to keep the momentum going.
If Soup & Sandwich wins something and I have some money here, not only am I going to eat Soup & Sandwich every day until the Preakness, but I will absolutely be doing that video while eating a cheesesteak and clam chowder combo on the show.
You heard it here first.
That's the only way we can do this. You got anything else for me?
No, I think the last thing to say is there's going to be plenty of content coming out here at awesomeo.com. But the best thing I truly think, get in for a week and get in Slack. We are going to be talking bets all day. It's not just one race. There is a dozen races at Churchill Downs that day. There's a lot of, you know, we don't have time to get into it. There's a lot of horses with a lot of value, and I'm going to be dropping bets in there all day. We've got a great community of people. So if you're looking to just enjoy a really fun Saturday, make some wagers all day, definitely worth the price of admission. So get on in. We'd love to see you guys as part of the team.
There we go, guys. One last time, please hit the like button if you enjoyed this video. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you know when everything we have goes live. Because it's not just this. We have content for basically every sport that exists. Good luck this weekend. I hope you're with me for Soup & Sandwich. We will talk to you again on another edition of The Contenders.